You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So I am now joined by Jonathan Jacob, who's presented this session on selling your station from Global Radio. What I really wanted to ask you is, I mean, you work for Global, I mean, across this, they've got stations like, I mean, XFM, Heart, Capital, Gold, obviously all very different stations. So, I mean, is it difficult to maintain a consistency within each brand when they're all so different and you're working across all of them?
I think one of the great things about working at Global is they have, each brand has its own very unique individual style. So you know when you're working on a project or you're working on a kind of advertiser's campaign for Capital, it needs to sound big, it needs to involve hit music artists, you know, it needs to kind of be cool, latest, current, freshest. But then again, when you take a brief for Smooth, for example, one of our newest brands in the portfolio, you actually know that, okay, the audience are a little bit older, they want that relaxing, cool. So the kind of the style you deliver or the content idea you come up with, it's maybe a bit more relaxed, and maybe actually it's more about the enjoyment, and completely different to Capital, where it's right here, right now, fast paced.
And I mean, for students, obviously we're at the Student Radio Conference, and Global has a lot of money in it, and student radio stations often don't have any at all. So what maybe three tips could you give to student radio stations that have maybe next to no budget?
I think, I suppose content is in two different platforms, two different ways of looking at it. There's the kind of, what I do, this the sales side, so it's when an advertiser pays for that content, but branded content, you can actually create branded content for your station with no money resource. So it's all about having three tips. It's about having that big idea, and it's about taking that idea and working at, and with Radio Now, is how can you get that across all your platforms? It's about ideas now need to be platform agnostic. So it's not just about working on the radio. It's about how can that work well on your website? Can we create an event out of that? Can we create a viral video? So ideas. Secondly, imitate other people. Don't nick ideas, but emulate other people. So if you see something really good on a commercial radio station or another student station doing it, could we use something similar? Does the element of that work? Could we develop it in our own way? Could we use some of our own language or our own brand in that? And thirdly, it's about having fun, and kind of never saying no to an idea, because actually you could be in a brainstorm and one little idea for a piece of content could roll into something huge and get really exciting. So it's about never saying no to an idea.
And I mean, student radio, there's scope to have a lot of fun with stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? If you make a mistake, you know, you've not got Ofcom on your back. And, you know, if it's branded content for your station, not an advertiser, then, you know, there's less pressures around there. So it's about having fun and enjoying what you're doing.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.